Hello everyone, Happy New Year! Welcome to Let's Talk Trends. I'm Dawn, Content and Communications Lead of LAN Global Investors. Thank you so much for being with us here today. Joining us on the first episode of 2023 is Lim Rin, our Chief Investment Strategist here at LAN Global Investors. There is no better person to help us set the tone for this year, and I'm super excited to have him on the show with us today to bring us through his investment views and how investors may potentially be positioned this year. Welcome, Lim Rin.
Thank you, Dawn. Great to be here.
Well, 2022 was quite an extraordinary year, isn't it? Be it in the persistent high print of inflation, the Fed's interest rate hikes, 425 BIP hikes across 7 meetings, and of course, the very challenging geopolitical backdrop. It was definitely a very difficult year for investors. Most asset classes except for cash registered negative returns. I guess even cash is losing value on an inflation-adjusted basis. We saw S&P down 18%, including dividends. NASDAQ was down
negative 32%.
And UST 10-year notes recorded its worst record of negative 16%. That's it. The piece you published this morning is titled The Hour Before Dawn, which sounds very hopeful. So tell us, tell investors, given such a dire picture I had just painted for 2022, what do we think about 2023? What should investors do and think differently this year versus last year?
2022 was a difficult year, as you have pointed out. Markets has priced in first a war in Ukraine, persistently high inflation, record pace of interest rate hikes in the US, and an economic slowdown in China. Equities and bond prices declined globally, and investors would have done well if they had stayed in cash. However, the global backdrop in 2023 is much better. We are near the tail end of the interest rate hiking cycle, and we also see growth picking up in the Asian region, with China finally reopening sometime first half of this year. As such, we are positive on China equities and more bearish on developed markets, which are at the tail end of a monetary tightening cycle.
Yeah, I mean, you're right that the Chinese market we saw had definitely rallied very hard in the last 2 months on the back of its faster than anticipated reopening news. The change in China COVID policy has been so swift, from zero COVID to zero quarantine in a short span of just 7 weeks. Putting that in contrast with the growth slowdown that we anticipate in the US and Europe, do we think that China's reopening could be a dominant driver in a cyclical upturn in Asia?
Current consensus estimates for GDP growth in 2023 is 0.4% for the US and minus 0.1% for Europe, which means that Europe goes into a recession. Compare that to consensus estimates of about 5% GDP growth in China on the back of China's reopening sometime this year. As such, we expect China's reopening to be the dominant driver of cyclical upturn in Asia. Although we think China's reopening would help jumpstart Asia's growth engine, Asia's growth would still be weighed down by weak growth in the US and Europe, especially at the second half of this year.
Okay, so I hear that you're positive on the Chinese market. So what is the key risk here to investors in investing in China now? For example, could there be a COVID resurgence and a delay in reopening? Could that pose meaningful downside risk to investors?
Dawn, that's a very good question. The Chinese market has rallied hard since November of last year from news of a relaxation of the zero COVID policy and two, the announcement of more market-friendly economic policies. We don't think China's reopening would reverse even with a resurgence in infections, though economic activities may still slow as new infection cases increases. We do expect this path to normalization to be bumpy, though the market is likely to look past current weak data to price in a recovery second half of this year. Current valuations in China are also undemanding, at around 10 to 11 times next year's earnings. And Chinese equities has one of the highest earnings growth estimates in the region. As such, we see further upside for China equity.
So indeed, valuations are at the lower end of their range, especially if you compare them to their peaks in February in 2021. MSCI China is priced at a discount to MSCI World, and the Chinese internet names are also trading a huge discount to their internet peers. So one more question from me would be the question on a property market in China, which investors like to ask a lot about, whether is it a multi-year deleveraging process and how would it actually affect the growth of the Chinese economy going forward?
The risk of a property crisis in China has also abated with policy pivoting towards supporting the real estate sector. Key measures announced in November 2022 included stable financing to developers, financing for project completion, managing risks of financially distressed property companies, and protecting the rights of home buyers. We see these measures as helpful in easing the credit crunch and promoting a recovery in the property market.
Okay, that's great. So it sounds optimistic to hear that, that we think it's not going to be a systematic problem in the Chinese economy. So other than China, what are the opportunities do you see in 2023?
We are moderately positive on Singapore equities due to attractive valuations. The hospitality and related sectors are likely to do well and be supported by an increase in tourist arrivals from China. We also expect the oil and gas sector to be supported as oil prices remain supported by increasing demand from China's reopening. We are also positive on the financial sector as net interest margins continue to remain high while credit costs remain benign. Secondly, we are moderately positive on Japan equities as attractive valuations and resilient earnings from a weak yen. However, the conviction is much lower compared to a quarter ago as the Bank of Japan may turn more restrictive in April when Governor Kuroda's term ends.
Thanks so much for sharing your perspectives with us, Lim Rin. Always great to have you on. You have been listening to Let's Talk Trends with me, Don Leong. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Here we are at the end of the first episode of the year. Catch you guys soon. Disclaimer: this advertisement has not been reviewed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. This is for information only and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation. Information is subject to change without notice and is not to be relied on as advice. Investments are not guaranteed and are subject to investment risks. For more information, please visit www.lionglobalinvestors.com.